Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio, for taking a few minutes together with me as we use scripture, prayer to encounter God's heart. As usual with Lectio, the first thing we do is make sure that we're comfortable. We've been able to let go of the stress in our bodies and our minds and the busyness of our days and set those things aside so that in these moments we're connecting with God. So get into a place where you can do that. If you need to take some deep breaths to let go of the stress in your mind and body, go ahead and do that. And when you're ready, we'll begin. Almighty Creator God, thank you for this time set aside to spend with you. Thank you for calling us and allowing us to listen and respond. We give you these next moments. May we be fully present with you. Amen. Our scripture today is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 7. And as usual with Lectio, I'll read it three times. After each reading, I will pause for 2.5 to 3 minutes. Give yourself so that you have time to listen to God speak to you through the scripture. While I'm reading it, notice if there's anything that jumps out at you, something that shimmers, that captures your attention. This word or phrase is something God's using to begin this conversation with you. And don't worry if these are scriptures you've read lots of times. You don't have to try to understand what they mean. You're just looking for a word or a phrase that jumps out from the scripture that is living and active, and this one is for you. This word is for you. I'm reading from the Revised Standard Version tonight, this first reading. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way that I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Thank you. I'm going to read the scripture a second time. And this time, in the quiet after the reading, notice how God brings connections from the word or phrase that popped out at you in the first section, that he gave to you in the first section, to this next section. The word or phrase, how it connects to your life, your dreams, your hopes, your fears. It's personal for you. John 14:1-7. From the Message. Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. Thomas said, Master, we have no idea where you're going. How do you expect us to know the road? Jesus said, I am the road, also the truth, also the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him. You've even seen him. I'll read the scripture a third time, and this time listen for an invitation from God. Something that he's inviting you to be, become, not necessarily something to do. It could be something to do, but more like an invitation to become something more than what you are right now. John 14:1-7. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." And now the time has come to just rest in God's care, to enjoy his company, to hang out with him for the next few minutes with no expectation of having to figure things out or to learn something new, just to rest and be embraced in his arms and feel his love that he has for you. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you have experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.